Kelly and I just spoke a couple of hours ago, not even a couple of hours ago, an hour and a half ago. Yeah, so welcome to our, what is it, August 2019 Diamond NEPA meeting. And I love these meetings because they're small and intimate, and I get to really see what's going on in your business and help you to, you know, make some decisions that are in alignment, so to speak. And they're not overly ambitious, some of us. Oh, yeah, I'm going to launch this thing on September 1st. I'm like, no, we don't have time to do that. And also, yeah, I'll launch it in 2020 in August. Like, no. So it's really a matter of taking quick action, you know, deciding what you have to do, but really mapping out what needs to happen for it to happen effectively without killing yourself. I've done the thing where I've said, oh, I'm going to launch this thing. I'm going to have a webinar on September 1st. And it's a week before, and I scrambled to get it together, but I've done it enough times. But as I was telling Allie, I'm like, you know, going into it, because it's like, got to get this done, got to get that done. Get, you know, there's a lot to do. So it really helps if we map out when we're going to do it. Like Annette, when we decided to do that in June, and of course, all hell broke loose and you weren't able to. But when we actually sat down, like, let's get a realistic date. What are the things we have to do to back up from it? And we came up with a really nice plan. But, you know, who knew? Family. Yeah,
life,
right?
I refer to it as when life vomited on me.
Yeah. Yeah. But that helped a lot because you got to see what needed to happen. What are all the steps that are involved in that?
Absolutely.
So I would love to just go around and do a quick celebration first. Anything it is, whether it's in your personal life or business life, anything at all, to just, you know, set the tone. And then we'll go around and figure out what you need and want support on. So who wants to start?
Well, I can start, or you can start, Allie, if you want. Well, I'll just go. I wanted to celebrate, I had difficulties or have difficulties setting boundaries with clients, and I had to set boundaries with Edie. And I felt bad about not setting boundaries with her, and then I felt bad about setting boundaries with her, but she got it, and she basically forfeited the call. And I just said to her, I wasn't having any back and forth on it. I CC'd Lynn on it, and I said to Lynn, I'm not, you know, changing my mind here. If you guys want to give her an extra call, you go ahead. Because she just, you know, pushed me around so many times, changing things around, blah, blah, and all that. So anyhow.
When did this happen?
2 days ago.
Good. Perfect. Because Lynn had written to me something about Edie. And I said, she said, well, I think it's unrealistic for Edie to finish all her calls with Lisa by the end of August. And I wrote back and said, well, she does that or she forfeits them or she pays to come back for another year, because this is, we carried those calls from not last year, the year before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she had plenty of time. It's not like, you know, her mother died or, you know, something happened. Yeah. We're always going to, you know, help people in those situations. Yeah. But for her, it was just, and I mentioned that to Lynn. I said, what she's doing is spreading out her calls and then emailing Lisa for support in between.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just not appropriate. No.
I mean, because of Lynn, it did get extended to the first week of September. And so I wasn't happy about that, but she gave the go ahead there. But then Edie wanted to, you know, change one of the calls and just was like the day before. And I just, no. And I said, sorry, you know, and I explained her history and all of that. And so she got it. But I was proud of, I mean, I felt bad about doing it and I did it in a very polite way, but, it was necessary.
You need to do it because she needs to have boundaries set, not just for this, but for her to be in life in general.
Yeah.
Right. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. And so she needs to know that, and she needs to respect other people's boundaries, and then people will respect her boundaries as well.
And she needs to respect other people's time. I don't think she respects other people. You know, I mean, she was a no-show on one of your calls, private calls, you know, and then, you know, trying to finagle out of it saying, oh, I was traveling or my message didn't get whatever. And I'm like, well, Dr. Rita Marie showed up, but you didn't, you know. Yeah. And I remember because you sent me a Skype message and said, you know, I have a call with Edie. Have you heard? You know, and it's like, no. So anyway, she has two more calls. We will finish the program. And if she wants more calls, I said she's welcome to, you know, book some more.
You sign up, pay for them private, or she can book another year of ERC and do it at the level where she could get you at gold and be able to work with you. So, but yeah, we have plenty of options, but Not for free.
No. And then I will speak to Kimberly about setting a time limit for extending calls and, you know, and helping clients in that sense. You know, sometimes life happens and you can extend it maybe for a month.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like Krisha, her mother died and she had to go to Europe and, you know.
Yeah.
But then there's also the, oh, I don't want to do it this week and I don't want to do it that week, right? Yeah. So there's a limit, right?
Yeah. And it's a year. It was extended for a year for her.
She had a whole extra year. So good going, because that's something for you to do, because you're so generous in giving with everybody that you need to respect yourself in there, so you don't get resentful with people, right? Because that's where you, when you cross that line of not respecting yourself, suddenly there's a resentment that builds for the other people, and that's not what you want. You want a healing environment. So good for you! Yay, celebration!
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Annette?
Yeah, well, since you brought up Krisha, I did send her an email, outlining what you had said. You know, it's not a private lab call. It'll be in the group. And if you want to extend past the end of, what did we tell her?
We told her October.
Yeah, if you're going to, I said, you know, you can, since you're coming back at the end of October and you got to get the blood work, Dr. Rita Marie has made you this special offer for the $9.99, and I've not heard back, but I didn't expect to hear back right away anyway. Yeah. But I have passed that on to her.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We'll see what she does with it.
Right.
And when I hear back, I'll obviously let you know, but you know.
Yeah.
She told me there was just too much going on this week for her to take on a phone call for the next 2 weeks. I just went, okay.
That's fine. If she wants to put everything on hold and start again at the end of October or November when she's back, we can arrange that to happen. And yeah, it's no big deal.
Okay. Well, I don't want to offer her the world, you know, and then we get an extended, like what Lisa was just talking about.
Right. Again, it's 2 years later.
Yeah. I like her. I don't want to be working with her drug out that long. No. If she wants to re-up with me, that's fine. I like her. But I don't, because we can never make a plan.
Right. And you can offer that too. You can say, well, I can offer you and we can work it out. Like I worked it out with Lisa. I can offer you to just coach with me. And we can come up with we could come up with a number visit plan, which would be higher priced because then they don't have, or it's, you know, over the course of a year, you can take this many calls, or over the course of 3 months or whatever. We can work something out.
Okay.
But it will be an extra fee. And it will be more than $9.97 to do some number of months of working with you privately.
And I don't, you know, like the trip that she's getting ready to take to Cyprus, she planned that 2 years ago. So, you know, and she has these big trips that she plans way, like the India trip was the same thing. She had booked it like a year, year and a half in advance.
And it's not an issue of money with her.
Obviously not.
No.
Obviously not. Because she travels all the time. And that's my kid, and she's on emergency bypass, so I apologize. I can't turn her off. She's with her dad at the neurologist.
So
I did the lunch and learn for the NTA.
And how did that go? Yay.
It went well. Had like 84.
Nice.
I was real surprised. So that was good. And then they have nobody else scheduled after me. So it's like, if I come up with another topic, do it again. But you know,
and did you come up with an offer to get them on your mailing list until
I did not get that done, but I did come up with a handout that has like all of I gave them a lot of the I gave them like 6 or 7 of my slides,
and they had to give you your name and email there.
We'll see what happens with that, but anyway, I did do that and it went well. In fact, I had said to the girl, I'm like, look, if you need to come on and tell me to stop, you can. And at about 45 minutes, she did. She came on. She's like, Annette. And I'm like, I'm almost done. I promise.
That's funny.
That was good. So
good for you. Yeah, thanks. Good stuff. Good stuff. Ali.
That's really exciting, Annette. And Lisa, well done for the setting boundaries thing. It's a challenge for all of us. I know all of us heart-centered healers. For my successes, I've got through 17 modules and exams of NEPT in the last 3 weeks, which is amazing, especially if some of them had multiple sub-modules. I've got retail customers and registered customers online for my USANA products, and I've got new clients in my clinic. So I'm getting about 3 new clients every couple of weeks for my actual functional medicine clinic and the hormones and things. But I want to leverage it, as we know. Okay, thank you.
Good. Well, good stuff. And I think it's really important for us to focus on the good stuff, because there's always going to be bad stuff. There's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be, oh, I'm going to redirect, or I put all this effort into this, but I don't really like it. I want to go in this other direction. But when we focus on what's positive, we set that stage and we set that vibrational tone, so to speak, for positivity. So I'm just going to throw this out there, because I talked to Ali about this before, but for NEPT, I want to give you guys first dibs for Shine. For doing presentations. Like I like to do panel presentations, like to show off our students and to do, and you've done them before, Annette, where you come up with a presentation or you to present a case or something along those lines in a like 10 to 15 minute segment during an hour long breakout. So I already talked to Ali about coming up with something related to menopause and hormones and maybe pellets and the dangers of pellets, right? Because that's something people are going to hear a lot. It might be a good thing, and it'd be good practice for you to create your video or whatever. But Lisa, we could live stream you in, because we've done that before. We did that 1 year with Jamie. I don't know if you guys remember Jamie, but he did this thing on, and we live streamed him in. So we could do that if you could. And I think, think of big, it's metabolic disorders, nutritional endocrinology. I'm looking at, something on blood sugar. I want something on cardiovascular, something about cancer. So if there's a particular case of somebody you've worked with, either one of the ERC people or your private work, that would be a good learning opportunity for our people that are attending.
So it's metabolic. What is it? Metabolic?
It's nutritional endocrinology for metabolic disorders. And we're talking about how metabolic disorders are related to just all the top killer diseases, cardiovascular, diabetes, cancer. And we're focusing on keto. We're going to be exploring keto, autophagy, fasting, intermittent fasting. Steph came up with a talk on the fact that people don't look at the effects of keto on the microbiome, mm-hmm. and how do you avoid that and circumvent that. So she's going to talk about that. So if you can think of something, just let me know, because I would give you guys the first dibs.
Okay, so 10 to 15 minutes or something, cardiometabolic or oncometabolic. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Right. With time for me to, question you and, that kind of stuff. So, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So because we're going to put it in the newsletter tomorrow that we're looking for people to write to me and give me your ideas. But like I said, you guys are going to get the top priority in doing that. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and it's not hard to, it's really easy. It's just like this and only you're up on the screen. It's really pretty straightforward. Okay. So who wants to get support and what do you need?
Oh gosh, that's a big silence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Better do something.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Shall we move on from where you and I left off 40 minutes ago?
We had a schedule, didn't we?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive skill schedule. So
we've got a launch schedule with the calls being on the 12th and the 14th. On course. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the course starting a week later or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of what next, Yeah, so I know how to put the call together, the preview call together, with the trainings that I've done, but I know I'm going to do it differently to the last one.
And do you have Callan Rush's layout, how she lays it out? Because, you know, hers is a little different.
I've got her ebook, but I'm not sure that it's got the pre-record. Maybe it has. I did.
I'll upload it to your folder. I think I actually already uploaded it to Annette, so I just need to make a copy of it and move it to yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has this way of, you know, you present your three bullets, and then the fourth bullet leads to your program. And, yeah, it's just a very specific way that it helps me to keep me from going too deep, which I think you need that help too. Lisa probably needs that help too. Because otherwise we just go into like, and then this pathway goes here. And people are like, oh, you know,
yeah.
Why do I need your program? You just gave me everything I needed.
Yeah, we want to avoid that. Mind you, I don't know how Callan manages because her freebies are so amazing.
I know they are. They're, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So then with the actual course, there's the email string that follows the preview call and leads into the course.
And that's right.
So I've got Lisa Sasevich's old email string, but of course that was spread out over 3 to 4 weeks between the preview call and the course. So I'll have to concertina them down. It's also going to be worth my while with the free call, finding other platforms on which to speak.
You mean like local platforms or other people?
And online. So yeah. With Lisa Sasevich's original six-figure teleseminar secret, she said you spend 6 weeks getting the word out there in as many different places as possible. I do have a lot of coach friends who've got their own mailing list and their own social media list. You might want to have me speak for their groups. So there's the potential there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say, I think the best use of that would be to get them to your preview call.
So maybe just have an interview with
preview
them.
Call, which is what Annette and I had planned at one point, that I get her on my Facebook Live and we would talk this topic, but that would tease for, we're going to go into more depth on that on next week's call. And then you guide those guys over there. So you're giving them an opt-in versus a sales page. And whenever you're talking to a lukewarm or cold audience, it's easier to collect a name than to collect a dollar, you know, or whatever, a couple hundred dollars. You know what I mean? So you want to utilize your exposure to other people's list to continue to warm them up and get them to your preview call.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, versus direct to sales page.
Okay.
And then after the preview call, you can do direct to sales page. But that you've warmed them up by then.
Yeah. And with Lisa Zasevich's approach, there are a couple of emails that go direct to your entire list, but most of it's going to your streamed list.
Here's what I would say. You have a small enough list that I would send it all to your, unless you're overdoing. So for example, you're sending, like we said, 5 days before, 3 days before, day before, and then a couple of emails the day of the preview call.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you're going to send more emails to the people who opted in. But you're still going to send emails to the other people. So, for example, if I, on cart close day, for example, I was really scared about doing this, but when I did it, my sales, like, just went through the roof. So the cart close day, I wrote to the, for IRSPT, I wrote to them 5 times and I quadrupled my number of sales that day from what I had the day before. And it was all good stuff. Oh, I want to give you this other thing. And oh, I wanted to, and I want to tell you about this extra bonus. Some people wrote to me and said this, and I added this extra bonus because of this. And then it was, then I did a video. Hey, I just want to let you know. And I did a video. It was like the what if video. Like, you know, I think about what if I had not spent this $5,000 years ago on this thing. And I've made several $100,000 as a result of making that investment. And it was scary. Let me tell you, it was scary. But anyway, so you do something like that. And then you do the final, it's closing. And that you don't do those 5 emails to your entire list, but you do it to the people who've raised their hand and said they were interested. Right. And then maybe on that day, I think I did 2 to my whole list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. A lot of times, you know, people are sitting there, they've already said, I'm interested in this topic. And if you let them off the hook, they don't get what they really needed. So it's these little edges that go, oh, maybe I should do this. Have you ever done that before? Maybe I really should do this. And then there's one email that comes and goes, oh my God, I need this. I'm going to do this.
When you see the cart closing email. And we've got an early bird price. How soon would you say we cut the early bird price?
After cart close.
Really after cart close? Yeah.
Yep. Yep, it's a too short a window. And you can say, yeah, you can still get in. But we, you know, I usually do it after cart close. And we usually give them like an extra 12 hours. So if we say the cart closes at midnight on Monday, it's we don't actually change it until like noon on Monday, on Tuesday, because it costs us more money in customer support. Oh, I just saw it. I went to sleep early. My cat died. I had it. I really want to get in. Can I still get in?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily announce that we extended it unless there's a good extenuating circumstance for it, but we just leave it and they go, oh good, I made it. Right.
Yeah. I've done that.
And then because we've had it like sweet spot closes. We literally had people, we had 2 customer support people on the phone till 2 a.m. because people were still going, can I still get in? Can I still get in? Can I still get in? And then I extended it because I had said it closed at midnight, but I didn't say what time zone. So I changed it to midnight Samoa time on my little countdown timer. So it did close at midnight, but it was like 8 hours after our time. But that's how people are. And some people are really rigid about it, but I found that when we were trying to be rigid about it, we just paid more money to our customer support people to give the people, you know, give it to people anyway. So, you know,
great.
Everybody signs up at the last minute.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. I'll let someone else go.
All right. All right. Lisa, Annette.
I don't have much going on. I'm just getting my lead magnets together, which I have them together. And, okay. But I have to get them on my site. And I like the idea you mentioned last time of having a freebie. And then when people sign up for that, then offering them a $7 upsell thing.
Yep.
So I've selected something like that. But I really don't, I haven't worked on my website or anything. So I've been
given your hand situation. Yeah. It's,
But I have sorted out my pricing and so my offerings, which is always something good to know, good to do. But other than that, I have, you know, I've just been taking care of clients and as much as I could.
Right. Right. And I think that, you know, it's getting something in place that's going to just work for you.
Yeah.
And knowing, and this is something I shared with Allie earlier, is that there are people who are going to get on your list. They're going to see something and go, oh my God, I want that. And it doesn't take much to convince them. And I shared with Allie, and I can share it with the two of you as well. It's a little thing that Alex Mondozian shared with me. And it's just about the personas. Like this person, they just need to know what it is. And they're going, oh yeah, I need that. I want it. And they want to buy right away. They don't want to sit through all the other bolts. You know, and then there's the other people who need to know a little more and a little more. And then there's those methodical people who they want to know how many eBooks and how many webinars and all that. But if you present that at the beginning, like you're going to get 3 coaching calls and this and that and the other thing, mm-hmm. you lose them, mm-hmm. right? Because it's too much detail and they're moving on. So we have to address it and give people opportunities to buy from us and to engage with us within their personality type at a different point in time. Mm-hmm. Right. So the one person, like the what person, they just need to know what it is. And they go, oh yeah, that makes sense. I need that. What is it? When is it? Good. Boom. Click. Right. So you give them a add to cart. And then you expand more for the why person. Why is this important? And here's the statistics. And here's how many people die of this disease because they don't address it and blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh yeah, I need it. And you have the call. And then the next group of people, they want to know who else is doing this, right? What? And then that's where you, all your testimonials go in. And then you have the call to action. And then there's those people, they're still not convinced because they need to know how is this delivered and how many calls and how many videos and how many eBooks and how, what are you going to give me? And then you expand that and then they're ready to buy. So he really helped me to see how to restructure some of my sales pages and my offers to address it in that order. Because he said, if you address it in the opposite order, you lose those people that they just, they're ready to go early on. And Callan talks about that a lot in her stuff. Callan Rush, she talks about that, you know, you've got these people who are already looking for you. They're already looking for the solution. You present it and they're like, I'm in. That's really just a small percentage. And Alex says of all these personalities, that's like the 10 to 15%. She said it's really like 3% of all the people that you could potentially be reaching. And then there's the people who know they have a problem, but they don't really, they're not actively looking for the solution. And then there's the people who, when you present the problem, they realize they have the problem and they, you know, they need some nurturing. And then there's the people who they don't care. They're never, they need it, but they're never going to buy and you don't want to waste your time on them. So that's how Callan presents it.
That's a good way of thinking about it. And the other thing that that we have to think about, Alice and I have to think about, is that in Europe, sales pages are typically shorter. So the American sales pages are really long and they go on and on and on and on. And it just has to be a little bit shorter for Europe. So I always think I need two, one for the American sort of market and one for the European market.
Yes, possibly.
Can I say as an American, yeah. I don't want to read it all.
Okay.
And
that's right, because you're probably somebody that's going to make a decision sooner. That's why when Alex explained this, I'm like, oh, the long sales page is perfect, but you have to give them the chance at the beginning to make the decision and go, yes, I have enough. And the other person like, I don't have enough. And they keep going. But if it's randomly structured, you don't get enough at the beginning to make your decision.
Yeah. I've walked away from things I thought were going to be interesting because I never got the information I wanted. And I had to scroll for 10 minutes and I bailed it like 4 minutes. So not all of us like the long stuff.
That's right. And that's why I think this approach is brilliant. Yeah. Right. So you think about the different personality types.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I don't know if it's Europe or US version, you know, maybe it's a cultural thing, but I think it's really the individual.
Probably. And also I've seen sales pages where I can't even, there's so much explanation. I can't find the buy button. You know, there's just so much blah, blah.
Right. That's what you have to make sure that the buy button, that's why here's what it is. Boom. Yeah. And what we've done with our Shine sales page, she's actually set it up so that the reserve your seat is pinned to the bottom of the page. So as you scroll, as soon as you get enough information, you can click that button because it doesn't go away. It stays there. And that makes sense for a lot of folks.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. That's good. Yeah. Well, anyhow, I have had some thoughts of how do these lost leaders, what do they call them, lost leaders? For example, I have a lot of people like meal plans. So I have meal plans, and I thought I could offer them on my website and then with an option to buy just a meal plan, or they could have a call with me or something like that, you know? So anyway, this is just on my sort of sales page of like lead magnets and different ways of having freebies plus very low priced material that people could buy.
You can, and I think it might be good if you have that, fine. But also, once you give them the freebie, that you immediately offer them one of those low price things because meal plans people want. So if you go download my free Energize Your Life recipe guide for free. Okay. And then on that page, it goes, and here's the recipes and there's this many recipes. But a lot of folks realize, well, now I have the recipes, but how do I make meals and how do I feed my family? Ah, we have you covered for $7 today because you downloaded this. I'm going to give you a 7-day, 14-day, whatever it is, meal plan and show you how to plug this in and actually use it. Click here to get it. And for under $10, I mean, that's a cup of Starbucks, really, right? Or a juice at the juice bar. Nobody thinks about, you know, I have to think about it to invest $7. You're either going to buy it or not, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's where that would work really well. And meal plans are amazing for that. I hate I hate writing meal plans. I hate using meal plans, but people want them.
Yeah.
They never use them though, but they want them.
Yeah, they do want them.
They want them.
So that was just those the ideas I've been working on.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. And then here's where a lot of us are afraid, and I have been in the past, afraid to offer them a big ticket item too soon. Mm-hmm. When they get to the download the meal plan, you say, this is awesome. Some people feel like they really just need some help and support. I'd love to get on a strategy call with you. And because they've paid money, they're not as suspicious, like, why is she giving me a free call? Because they've just paid money, right? And these people who make $10 an hour, they think, oh, they're going to get, you know, your time for $7. That's probably what she makes. You know what I'm saying? Until they see the value of it, which is why you got to add more. But in any case, I think if you offer them a freebie and then offer them a strategy call, there's a lot of suspicion there. Like, okay, it's just a sales call. But if you say, hey, you know, you just downloaded the rest of these. If you want to hop on a 15-minute call and we can strategize about how you can best use this, go ahead. And then you get a feel for, and if you fill out this little form, I'll get to know a little bit more about you and your family and your health objectives. So I know, you know, how to structure, how you can structure this for your life. And that's where you can use your enrollment conversation.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And if you want to give them a free enrollment conversation, if you want more, if you want to give them a reduced, because you just spent the $7 on this meal plan, I'd love to sit down with you for an hour or so. Let me get to know your family. And you normally I charge this much for that, but because you just did this, you can get it for $50. Mm. And then you get that and then you turn that into enrollment. Excuse me.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. That sounds good. I think I'm going to pursue that. So that's a three-step thing. So that's great.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, and I'm experimenting with this, so I'll tell you how it goes, but I've heard a lot of colleagues have tried this. You send them a brief, very cryptic, curiosity-invoking email. Are you still interested in X? Whatever it is that you offer. Are you still interested in, you know, managing your kid's blood sugar without putting yourself in the grave? Whatever. And then in the email, you said, I just did this. So I said, I'm opening up two spots to work with me privately, extensively over the course of the night. Did you see it? Yeah. Over the next year. If you're interested, just simply reply yes to this email. Bye.
Did
we get 5 zillion responses? We'll see. So I sent that email out this morning and it was basically, if you're interested in finding out the details, just reply yes to this email and we'll send you an application. Yes. And so I instructed my customer support to, when somebody says yes, here's the text to write to them. I gave her the specific email response. And, you know, it had to do a little bit more detail, but not a lot. But you have to be qualified to do it. So if you want to see how we're doing it, just reply yes and see. You know, you can watch what happens. I think I should do that just to make sure they're doing it right. And then I send them to a Google form. Yeah. And the Google form is very clear qualifying questions. What is it that prompted you to answer and request this? You know, tell us a little bit about your background and your health or things, your objectives. And then I said, on a scale of 0 to 10, how committed are you to getting this result? You know, and it was just this. Google Forms is so cool and it just created this little thing and they can just add it. And then I said, what is this costing you? What is this lack of whatever this is costing you in terms of, in which areas of your life is having these health issues impacting you? So I put career, relationships, social life, or other, so they could put in there. And then I had a question about how much does this cost you? Like, what is the cost to give us some details? And then I said, how much are you willing to invest? How much time are you willing to invest to get a solution to this problem? And it was like less than an hour a week, less than 5 hours a week, less than 5 hours a month, or whatever it was, whatever it takes. I'm looking for anybody that hits the whatever it takes. How much are you willing to invest financially to get this problem solved? And I put these like under $10,000, $10,000 or less, $20,000 or less, $50,000 or less, whatever it takes. So So I'm looking for the people who are either in the high end of it or say whatever it takes, because I know they're committed. And then I'll reach out and I'll have a private conversation with the ones that look like a fit. And then this all came up with, I looked at our financials and I went, how do I make $90,000 by the end of the month? And I went, okay, I could do this. So I'm looking for two people. I'm going to charge them $50,000 to do it. And we'll see. You know, there may be those people that are hanging out there that just need it. We'll see. I'm experimenting with it, right? I'm not saying you have to do it for a $50,000 program. I'm like going for the jackpot here, right? But you could do that for a three-month, $3,000 program, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you get to qualify them in advance before you waste your time talking to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see how it goes.
Oh, great. Sounds great. Okay, thanks.
Because I think you could do that. Right, Annette.
This is me. Okay, so I made some notes while Lisa was talking. You were talking about freebies and loss leader, and I actually had this happen to me. The woman was like, here, download this free list of places to sell your books. So I downloaded it. And then she was like, hey, for 99 cents, you can have this list of other places to sell your books. It was the same list. It was the same list.
So that's unethical. Even though it was only 99 cents.
I know. It was 99 cents and I just laughed. So just make sure they're different. I know you will, but I've had it happen. So
reorder them. Put a different cover on it.
Somebody change it. It was the exact same typo. It was the exact same.
Oh my God.
So I've heard you talk before about how when a sale ends, you extend it. So when I went to the diabetes educator conference in Houston, they were having a sale on courses until like the 17th or something. And I had it on my calendar, you know, go to the book site and to the sale and buy stuff. And I forgot. And I woke up the next day and I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, maybe just no, it was off. It was done. So I took it as a sign. I didn't need to buy
it. You didn't
them.
Need it.
I walked away and I'm like, okay.
Now another option for that though, is if we do take it down, we'll put the, whatever this is, the course is now closed or we filled to capacity or whatever it is. But if you want us to let you know, if we get an opening, if we have a cancellation, then, you know, just put your name and email address here. So you capture them and then we'll write to them. And typically I'll have my customer support reach out if it's like within a day. Hey, I saw that you and I can get you in. Don't tell anybody, but I can get you in if you do it right now and you just give me your credit card right now and I'll get you signed up. So that's another way to do it.
Yeah.
Because people like that, you know, they're busy and they forget. And
yeah. And like I said, I even had it written down and circled with a highlighter, no less. Like I said, I took it as a sign. I didn't need to take that on right now. I had enough other things.
Plus what you've learned from those people is they don't know what they're talking about.
They really don't. They were driving me nuts. Oh, they drove me. They were just so closed-minded on changing the food. It was like, and even when I said my kid is a 4.8, they're like, you know, they just refused to accept it. But then I found the crazy guy that he and I are going to fix her. So I told you about that, right? Okay. So a few months ago, I had gotten an email, was listening to something and somebody threw out the name of a product. So I went and I looked the product up and I'm like, it's just lysine, vitamin C and zinc. That's it. And he's reversing type 2. He's been able to stop pre-diabetes with this stuff. And I said, Samantha, would you try it? And she was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I got bags of, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not doing it. Well, turns out he was at this conference. He is actually the brain behind the Dexcom.
Mm.
So he's real into diabetes and trying to heal people. And there's a new thing called the InPen, and it actually tracks the insulin you inject, and it tells you how much you still have on board. So if Samantha's going low, she pulls up the pen, and it'll say, you still have 2 units of insulin on board. So she knows she's going to keep going lower.
Yeah.
So she corrects before she crashes. So it's really a cool gadget. Mm. He's involved in that company now. Well, he was there. So I looked at Samantha, and I'm like, this is why I had to come, because now I got this crazy guy working with me. And I went to him, and I'm like, let's talk about your product and my type 1 here. And he goes, I'm a little hesitant on type 1s because I don't want them to crash. I said, well, she wears a Dexcom. She's got the N pen. I mean, she's got your product. She uses your product. So he took us on as, and I said, I told his wife, I said, he's just the kind of crazy I need, because he'll understand what I'm saying about her and turning her around. So he and I are in communication now. And we both started it. So.
But is it specific doses, unusual doses of?
Lysulin. Can you say it?
Lysulin.
I'll post the link.
Yeah.
It's just, and I talked to him. I'm like, really? It's just lysine, zinc, and vitamin C. And yet he's like, yeah. But even this stuff, like, he spoke, and the people were getting up and leaving during his speech because it goes against what they believe. He's like, I'm curing type 2. And they're like, got to go.
Of course, it doesn't take much to cure type 2.
Right. Like, they don't want to hear.
You guys are all in, our program is trained people, and we do it all the time. Like, seriously?
Because then they lose people, right? They need sick people to stay in business.
And then they have to feed them the crappy diet so they don't get well. And they just,
But this guy was great. And he is a little crazy. And I think he's wonderful. But anyway.
All right, cool. Post a link for that. Yeah. Because I have another product that I want to give some to you to try. That it's an Ayurvedic product that some guy sent me. He sent me samples, and he sent me all these big bottles, like a box of 30 bottles of it. And it's an Ayurvedic product. And he's working with people with type 1 and type 2.
Okay.
It was formulated by some Ayurvedic doctors, and it's a plant in India that they ship it from. And some of the herbs I know, and some of
the Jemima, that one.
Jemima in it, I'm sure. And there might be ashwagandha. There's like 10 different ones and they're having phenomenal results with it. So I want to give you a couple of bottles.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Yeah. We'll experiment. So, and as Allie was talking, I was going down and making notes on all the things where we left off before life, so that I can start working on that. Right now, I'm really working on getting NEPT done. I've passed all the exams are done except for the one. And actually, there's only one test missing, not two. Because I took the exam for 36 and I passed it. It was there.
That's because I don't even think module 36 is there.
No, I took the exam. Came
up. I took a look at that. Like, what's the exam? We made a.
It was only like 10 or 15 questions on it. It was basically the pretest. Again, I'll try it.
Okay, cool.
I passed that extra one. So I'm working on the assignment.
I could create the 31 test before I create the. I've got all 31 all mapped out, and it's like just sitting down and writing all those slides. This is just driving me nutso.
I like doing the slides. blood sugar, sure, I'm game. What do you want for Shine? What do you want for blood sugar?
I don't know. Think about it.
I've already presented her.
I know you presented her. Is there anybody else that you've worked with that you've presented? Or even if it's a case, I think maybe even talking about the diabetic educator thing and how you would do it differently based on what you've learned, that they're off track and this is why so many people aren't getting better, might be a good approach.
Okay. Or... So you're thinking conventional wisdom versus a healthier way to treat it. And the talk that I did at NTA was the difference between one and two also.
I think that these people are more sophisticated. Uh-huh. They don't need that. I think that maybe even going into the whole thing with a Eaton cover and why that's so, and why it's so important to use what we know about what type ones in terms of how we can reduce the amount of insulin they're taking and how that applies to type two, right? If we know that, like Judy Stanislaus always says, you know, I know that I can go a day without exercising and still need the same insulin, but if I go 2 days without my intense exercise, I need more insulin the next day. You know, so those sorts of things I think could be really, really helpful for people to hear, you know, so lessons you've learned about a type one that apply to a type that we can use for type two and insulin resistance. That could be a
good thing. I'll do up an outline and send it to you.
Okay.
And then you can tell me.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Stuff.
Okay. All right. That's what, but like I said, mostly what I'm doing right now is working on the NEPT.
Getting finished.
Getting it done.
Me too. Me too.
Allie too. Yeah. We have, I think Tony had got about 10 or 12 of you doing that. So I'm so excited that she's got that happening. I know it's daunting when you look at it. And, oh my God, there's all these tests.
It was until I started doing it. And then it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you geek out. And it really is important to me that the people that get the certification are truly qualified. Because there's a lot of people that are getting turned out from various programs. And I'm certified in this or certified in that. And they know squat, you know. And I don't want that. I want that people know that when you come through our program that it's rigorous, that even medical doctors and long-term nutritionists are going through and that it is rigorous and that you have to do the work to get there. And by the way, your presentation that you do, well, any presentations you've already done for FNC stuff count towards the various things, but this would count towards whichever module assignment you would apply it to, so.
Thank you.
All right. And so when are you thinking about resurrecting your launch plan?
I'd like to get it going soon because I need to. Things with the ex seem to be calming down a bit. So I'm kind of getting my life back, which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, so I need to sit down and just, I want it done by the end of the year, though. I do know that. I want it done.
And what's left to do? I know you got fairly far along on the preview call slides.
Yes, those I would need to go back and finish. And I had actually started working on putting ideas together for the lessons. And I need to go, I want to redo dates on the timeline you created.
Yeah. Well, take a stab at that. Go in there and take a stab at those dates and see what you can come up with. Right. I think, you know, and Lisa may disagree because she was very stressed doing it this way, not having the whole course made beforehand. But I would want you to have the first one or two modules, you know, ready to go so that you're not stressed there and then, you know, create it as you go.
No, I'm not going to create everything. I just wanted kind of some basic, because I'll go and steal from the other. A lot of it's already created for me. I just steal it from the other stuff.
Yeah. I think, you know, this just goes to the personas, right? The different personality types. Like, you know, Allie's like me, like, let's just, you are too. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, we can't do that in 2 weeks. We like, are you ready? Well, I'll be ready, you know, whereas Lisa's more of the methodical, you know, no, I want to get this done. It's too stressful for me to not have this laid out. Although Lisa got me her presentation the morning of. That was a little stressful for me.
The presentation I just did, I was like, well, I had heard, I went and listened to one of the things that the diabetes, oh my God, it was so bad, about how to make your presentations better. And it was so lame. I'm sitting there going, really? Really? Y'all think this is good? You have like spoiled me. I can't watch other people's slideshows now without judging them. I was like, oh, this is so bad. And that's a misspell and that's wrong. But she talked about how when she does presentations, she goes, I cover my rear end. She goes, I have it on a thumb drive. I send it to them ahead of time. I have it on my computer. I printed out notes, right? And I'm like, well, that's cool. So I decided I'd print out notes. Well, when I printed it, obviously I did something wrong because my computer said it was going to do picture and notes. Well, it just gave me pictures. So I'm sitting there like an hour before the presentation, filling in the notes that I had. But then when I went and did the presentation, I never looked at my notes. I went through all that and then never looked at them.
Well, it prepared you, right? So what that does when you create the notes like that is it cements it in your mind and then you don't have to. But if you had not done that, you might have been like, what am I supposed to say now, right?
I just, Yeah,
that's good.
It was a good experience, especially since, you know, my notes failed. Yeah, I don't need them.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah, that's good. And this was an in-person lunch and learn, or this was online?
It was Zoom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. Now, there's a way I figured out if you do write yourself at detailed notes or even have a script that you're following, if you have two screens.
I did that when I did a presentation on the Zinc.
Oh, yeah.
Vital. I did the two screens. I still haven't figured out how to hook them together. So I was advancing both manually. Oh,
if the two screens are attached to the one computer, if it's a separate computer, there's no way you have to do it. But if it's attached to my monitor is a secondary monitor.
Yes, I need to get a monitor.
You get a second monitor and that's it. $100. I mean, seriously, that's all you need. And I basically, you start PowerPoint, there's a place where you set the type and it'll give you the spot where you have two monitors. And with Zoom, it's beautiful because my one monitor is just the slide. But this monitor, I can shrink the window even, and I have the slide and then the next slide and my notes.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm clicking go and I can click go from either one, right? I don't even look at that one. Because that's what Zoom sees. And it's a beautiful thing without seeing all the PowerPoint controls or anything. And it's wonderful. It's so nice. If I don't have two computers, I realized when I was in a hotel room doing a presentation, I'm like, how am I going to do that? How? And I had to click.
It's old school. Yeah.
Yeah, the old way. But it is a really nice, because then, you know, I had written notes for myself. And I was actually, the first time I did it, I actually went through my notes and it helped. After that, I didn't bother looking at my notes because I just kind of made it up as I went along. I don't like reading, but I'm good at reading like from a teleprompter. So I can read and people won't even know that I'm reading. So a couple of my presentations over the last few months, like for Sweet Spot, the first couple of them, I was actually reading my script. But I get emphatic and I make it seem like I'm not reading. But some people can't do that. Some people just, it's like, oh God. Like it's so boring because they're just reading their script, right? So if you're going to read it, because it's good to have the notes, because when you're doing a sales kind of a presentation, you got to make sure you hit the right points that are going to help to, you know, motivate and inspire people to take action. So it's good to have that, but then to make it sound like you're not reading, that you're just brilliant. I just know all this.
Alice and I actually have Apple, so I'll let you know when I figure it out.
I think you can do the second monitor with an Apple.
I think you can too.
Yeah, because especially if you're using PowerPoint versus Keynote, is it? But I think
there's Keynote and there's Google Slides, but I use PowerPoint.
Yeah. And then what I showed Annette when I had first discovered, and now we're both really good at it, is this thing that they call design ideas. And so you can just throw up a slide and you can click on design ideas and it gives you all kinds of beautiful ways to format it, sometimes with the angle across two pictures and then a bullet thing. And it's, I love doing that part. Love it. It's really fun. And they come out beautiful.
And I've noticed in the modules, it's like, oh, she went and redid these slides. Because I recognize some of the PowerPoint designs.
Which ones did I redo?
There was a couple in there because you keep talking about redoing. I'm just like, okay, this is a newer slide thing. I'll have to. It was one of the ways.
I don't know because I don't remember. Because I remember thinking, oh, now that I know this, now I have to go back and redo all my slides.
So,
and for content like in a program, it's less important. But when you're doing a sales call presentation, you don't want people reading a lot of stuff on the slide. And you don't want their eyes on the same slide for very long. You just want to keep, you know, moving along. And so a lot of pictures with, like I took a slide that I would have had 5 bullets on or 10 bullets on, and I made it 5 or 10 slides with a picture and then the bullet, a picture and the bullet, picture and the bullet. Because then people are visualizing what it is that you want to see. Like you have some pretty graphic slides in yours, you know, and I have some of those too, you know, where they're looking at arteries that are all like gonged up or, you know, it just really is useful. It's really fun. And it's effective. It's very effective. I've noticed a big difference in my conversions since I started doing it that way.
Okay.
Cool. So come up with that and then just send it to me with the updates. And if you guys want that persona thing, I'm pretty sure I still have it up in Allie's, and I'll just copy it into yours. But it's the personalities. I'll just pull it up on the screen and I'll show you. Real quick. And I just found it really useful in terms of when I first read it, it was like, okay, but then I was told, do you see it? Oops, that's not it. Okay. Do you see my share? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you're laying out your sales page or your presentation, you want to go in this order of from upper left to lower left. So you go this way, this way, this way. And these people are going to make a decision quickly. And this is where they get enough of the what, like, okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have a buy button. And then you move on and you tell more about the statistics and why and they go, oh yeah, cool. And then you have another buy button. And then you come down here and these people are, you know, they're slowly and emotionally and they like the who, right? So this is where you talk about who's getting results and how those results are happening and who some of the testimonials. And then you have another buy button. And then these are the how many modules and how many videos and what step by step by step and then the how. And these guys, if it's a sales page, these guys have bought and are long gone before they even make it down to these other parts of the page, right? Whereas this is the one that those long sales pages are written for. They want to read every word. They need to know every little bit about it. You know, they take 4 months to pick out the next pair of pants they're going to buy because they have to check every little thing. This is my husband. So if you think about these things in terms of how you're presenting things on a sales page, shorter version of it, obviously on a, an opt-in page, but it's going to be helpful. So I can give you this.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah. I found it very useful, especially when I got on a call with Alex and he started, and you're going to do that training with him, right? So he's going to do that. Let me see. I have it in Allie's. I can stop here. I think I put it in Allie's and I'll just copy it. Here we go. I'll just say, make a copy. And make another copy. Make a copy. All right, and then I'll just open up your guys' stuff. New PA students, where are they? Okay, here we go. I'll just move it into Annette's. It'll say copy of, but.
That's fine, thank you.
Okay, so now it's in Annette's. Okay, and then I'll take the copy of this and put it into Lisa's. Here we go. Okay. And you guys have I know you do, Annette. Do you have a copy of your link to your folder on the Google Drive, Lisa? Oh, I didn't have anything in it. I just had a blank folder. So I'm going to give you the,
okay.
I'll just give you the link to it. Share, get a share of a link. And there you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Sure. Anything else before we go?
No, I'm just working on the certification, and it's quite good, actually, review, and it's, yeah.
Good.
It's just a lot of material.
It yeah. is. But we need to know that stuff in order to be effective with working with people, right?
Yeah, no, we do know it. It's just a lot. I mean, how can I say? It's a really good review. It's just that every different module has so many element, you know, parts to it. So I was thankful to be through with Foundation.
We're going to be reorganizing it. So after Shine, actually, hopefully we'll get some of that stuff so I can debut it at Shine. So instead of 36 modules, you know, foundations and mastery, it's going to be reorganized to be, there's five or six, I don't remember, units. Mm-hmm. And one is functional nutrition mastery. So all the micro, the macro, the personal, the plans, some of the stuff from the body freedom thing. All going to be put in there. And then there's a functional assessment. So any assessments modules will all be in there. And then there'll be a hormones and body systems one and all the specifics on the specific areas. And then there's going to be one on clinical practice. And we're going to add a few other things to that. And then, emotional and energetic. And that's where some of the Laura Fine stuff. So we'll have separate modules that separate units. So that it's like, oh my God, 36 modules. That's an awful lot of stuff, yeah. But it'll be functionally laid out and you know, you can do it that way. So anyway, that's what we're going to be redoing.
Wow. That's great. I mean, it's always, that's what I like, is that you're always improving or upgrading, things, a little bit shifting sand, but it's also, it's also good because it's a, well, it's a growth thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a growth thing. And then there's things like at certain shines, there were presentations that would really go well with a certain module. Mm. So we'll, you know, put access to that within the module so that you're not like, oh, I remember seeing that. Where was that? What year shine was that? You know, so it'll all be making sense, but putting in that way. And then some of the advanced clinical resources, we already started doing that with the advanced modules, but we're going to make sure that those are really nicely fit into the specific module topics where they belong. So,
and it's also great that we get to learn from your learning as well. So as you work with different mentors, we're lucky enough to glean some of those nuggets as well, like Alex Mandozian's characteristics here.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
He's actually rewriting all my emails for the rest of sending out to Shine, which I am so grateful for. He's like, because I normally don't write emails. I'd send you to my copywriter, but we're short on time. So I'm just going to rewrite these for you. I'm like, you know, and he's been doing this. Like he's one of the infancy people in this whole process of internet marketing and teleseminars and all that. And he's actually he's trained people like Ryan Dice and Callan Rush and Bill Barron and all that. Mm. So it's good stuff.
Since we're going to be doing certified in the whole program, does that also cover the CMDS and the IRSPT? Do we need to?
Those are just really they're just there once. So when you look at the link on digestion as one of the NEPT modules, it just takes you right into the CMDS.
Right. And I did the IRS, but I'm saying the extra certification. We don't have to worry.
You'll just get that.
We just get them. Okay.
Yeah. Once you're finished, you'll have covered your bases for those as well, and you'll get the three certifications.
Okay.
Okay. Great. I was asking Tony about that, but she said it was outside of her scope. And so,
yeah, she asked me the other day. She said she thought that was what the answer was. I said, yeah. Now, if you just do IRSPT, we've told people, just do those in advance. Get the certification. You can post it on your website. It gives you that credibility as you're finishing. But once you finish, you'll have the three certifications.
Okay.
And what happened to PAFT? Did that disappear?
It's all in the Adrenal Mastery module.
So you haven't got that as a separate certification anymore?
No, it wasn't a certification. It was just a quickie that I threw together because I was doing the cafe and people were saying, I want to learn this. So I just said, okay, let's just do this. And we really just did, I think it was just three calls. So I incorporated all of that within
the. I saw some of the recordings of the Adrenal Stress Index, for example, when you were getting the coaches to read them. And I did the modules in the IRSPT.
Yep.
But they're not showing in the insulin resistance part of the foundations. So I don't have to do them all again.
And should, no. And it may be that you did it before we moved from exam professor into the Access Ally. And so Tony's working with Czar to make sure that everybody gets tagged for all of those. But if you did, you
it's
did
annoying, all. Because I did the IRSPT this year. I did it before my appraisal in July. So I did it all in June.
But it's not showing up?
No, it's not.
I thought the way that they told me they set it up was when you click that link to insulin resistance, it just takes you into the IRSPT. Because it's just, they're all separate little pieces and you can organize them. Like reorganizing this is not going to be a lot of work per se. It's just a matter of, okay, this unit, and you just point to all the content for these modules. So that's what I thought was done. I'll take a look at that. I'll log in as you and take a look and see what
I really did. IRSPT, but it was on the old platform.
Yeah, if it was on the old platform in Exam Professor, then it would have been, yeah. It won't show that you did it on there because you couldn't figure that out. But in the back end on Infusionsoft, it's you're tagged as having completed it.
Yeah.
Good. Cool. Good. I'm so glad you're going to finish up. And
Yeah, we are. We are.
Okay. And you know, making it separate like this, we will be able to sell separate individual pieces. You know, you can buy the whole thing or you can just buy this. And I really want to address like nurse practitioners and physicians in various ways to say, just take the functional assessments piece, you know, because that's what you really need because you didn't get that in medical school. Take this piece. And yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in the hormone and the other stuff, but a lot of that's review. Mm-hmm. So, really, looking at that so I can expand the reach of the program and reach more folks who need it. Because it's different than IFM. I mean, IFM is there, but you, up until recently, you had to go to IFM classes. So you had to just travel and, you know, and we've had people who have gone to their classes and then come here because they didn't get the kind of depth on some of the stuff that they got.
That's interesting.
I know, because I considered them.
Yeah, and I'm still considering them and thinking I ought to do IFM as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought that would be a good credential to have in my back pocket, but I don't want to spend, like, it'd probably cost me $10,000 or $12,000 or more.
But IFM is recognized in the UK, so.
But I'm like, I could teach this. Why am I taking this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Jeffrey Bland from before he started IFM. I used to do his seminars every weekend while I was in chiropractic school. And then when I left and I went out on my own and I attended like I thought it was the first IFM meeting and he corrected me because he has a photographic memory and he remembers everything. So I went up to him and I said to him, this was at IFM a couple of years ago. I said, oh, you know, hi, how you doing? And he went, oh, Rita Marie, how are you? And I thought he was just reading my badge, you know? So I said to him, yeah, I used to take all your classes. I remember that. And I said, and I was at the very first IFM. And he said, no, that you weren't. That was in there. You were at the second one. And that was in Palm Desert. And I'm like, guy is amazing. Like how many thousands of people has he had in his classes? And he remembered me. And then I saw him again. He was at Mindshare a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't know if he was going to remember me. He looked across. He goes, oh, Rita Marie, so nice to see you. I'm like, so I want that guy's brain. I mean,
yeah.
And his heart, he's sweet. He's really very kind and all. So anyway, I've been around for a long time. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, guys. That's
great. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye.